C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este, I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm going to talk about Rivers of London by Ben Aronovich. Rivers of London is the first book in an urban fantasy series set in, you guessed it, London. But this book is also known as Midnight Riot in the US. Peter Grant was a probationary constable in the Metropolitan Police Force, otherwise known as the Met. Peter was dreaming of becoming a detective, but he's not exactly the best policeman in the world, and he's mainly trying to avoid a transfer to the worst department with a lifetime of paper shuffling. One night, Peter and his fellow probationary constable Leslie get the exciting job of securing the scene of a beheading outside St. Paul's Cathedral overnight. Now, during his night watch, Peter meets a man who claims to be a ghost, and the ghost explains how he witnessed the crime. Thinking nothing of it, Peter takes the ghost's statement, but this unusual encounter leads Peter to meet Inspector Nightingale, a man out of step with the 21st century and, as Peter finds out, the last practicing wizard in England. Nightingale has the other job as being in charge of investigating and dealing with anything paranormal uncovered by the Met. Given Peter's skill with taking a statement from a ghost, Nightingale takes Peter on, announces that magic is real and that the police and the government know all about it. Now, Peter is sceptical at first, but basically glad to get away from the threat of a desk job. Now under Nightingale's tutelage, Peter becomes a detective constable and a trainee wizard. His position with Nightingale is 24/7, and Peter moves in to a strange old mansion called The Folly, filled with old artifacts and a rather odd mute housekeeper named Molly. As his lessons progress and Peter sees more and more of the paranormal side of London, doubt still never quite leaves him, and there's always a part of him questioning his growing powers and always wanting a scientific answer. But this isn't Harry Potter. There's blood and guts and a little hanky-panky, and there's still a crime to be solved. A presence is lurking in London, causing innocent people to go homicidal and their faces to collapse in an unrecognisable mess. Rivers of London is a police procedural crime story with wizards, river deities, magic and supernatural housekeepers. The setting and characters in Rivers of London reflects the true diversity of modern-day London, and Peter himself is mixed race. The book treads the line between reality and fantasy well, and includes many real details about the folklore and history of London. There's a particularly interesting subplot running alongside the solving of the crime, about the rivalry between river spirits of London. Father Thames is an old white guy with a beard, while Mama Thames is a Nigerian woman with three daughters. And Peter is particularly taken by the sexy Beverly. Rivers of London is funny and witty, written by a former Doctor Who writer. Aronovich is most well recognised for his episodes Remembrance of the Daleks and Battlefield for the Colin Baker era of Doctor Who. And any Doctor Who association gives extra bonus points from me. Now, people might liken the Rivers of London to Jim Butcher's Dresden Files, which is a long-running urban fantasy series set in Chicago with a paranormal detective. The Dresden Files is more in an American noir tradition than the Rivers of London. Obviously, the Rivers of London is more British and reminds me of the British cop show detective police procedural novels like The Bill or Inspector Morse or Deal and Pascoe or Rebus, but with that paranormal twist, so perhaps more like Jonathan Creek. As I grew up with British cop shows and novels and have a love of the wry British humour, Rivers of London appeals to me more than the Dresden Files does. Peter is a lot less cool than Dresden, He doubts himself and his abilities. He has unrequited crushes and awkward dalliances, and all with a healthy dose of British self-deprecation. Now, as I mentioned at the start, The Rivers of London is the first of a series. Other titles include Moon Over Soho, Whispers Underground, Broken Homes, and The Hanging Tree. So if you like paranormal cops, self-deprecating humour, London history and action, please check out The Rivers of London. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or would just like to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.